Well, turf toe is, you're right, it's an incredibly nagging injury for any football player, but especially wide receivers, and this is not the first time he's had turf toe. It's a significantly recurrent injury over and over again, and as you can see, when he came into the game, when he came in the second half, you know, he was basically in and out of the game. He was basically not useful after he sustained that injury. And so, yes, it is an incredibly recurrent injury. It's significantly impactful. It's very difficult from a pain management standpoint as well. And so, currently, every player has a way of recovering from it. Right now, the severity is at grade 2. That's important because he can accelerate over as the week progresses to grade 1 in our algorithms. But if he had a grade 3 turf toe, then it would be almost impossible to get to a grade 1 or even get healed by the end of the week. So right now, you're right, he's still at a very high injury risk and a below average HPF. So currently he's a do not start. However, we will see, because practice starts this week, today and then tomorrow, and we're going to see if he starts to escalate to grade 1 and his HPF starts to get to above average, then we feel better about him starting. But if he doesn't, then unfortunately we would be recommending not starting him. And one other note, Mohamed Sanu, he has a grade 3 groin strain as well. So that may also may be a factor in that he may be needed to be coming back into the game because, you know, the other wide receiver has essentially got a grade 3 groin.